You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. What if episode 4 is probably one of the best what if episodes so far, despite how dark the episode was? Plenty of theories come out of it, but when I'm looking at the episode, I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, what if this Doctor Strange is the one we see in No Way Home? But it also led me to believe, I'm like, why are they showing this? Why is this important if the universe, quote unquote, gets destroyed? And then I remembered there's a scene in, it's a little late for me to say spoiler, a warning, but if you didn't see the episode, spoiler warning, which is late, but there's no point now. Strange ends up getting the universe destroyed because he goes on a path astray from the original one that he was going to go on. Now, here's the crazy thing about it. This had me kind of thinking, Scarlet Witch is probably going to do the same thing in Multiverse of Madness. But what I think, and this is just a theory, I think in Multiverse of Madness is going to be like a crazy film. Like, you're going to want to see an IMAX 4D, probably 3D as well, because that is going to be an insane movie to watch. Now that that's said, I have a feeling if you look at Scarlet Witch, if you look at the color of the magic between regular Strange in this episode, as well as the other Strange, Dark Strange, in the episode, you'll notice that one has like the regular Strange yellow magic and the other has almost like a red. And that kind of reminds me of like Scarlet Witch's magic, Wanda's magic, because she has like that red. And if you look, and if you think about it, doesn't the scene at the end of WandaVision in the post-credit scene, doesn't it remind you of what this Strange was doing, going through the book, and then eventually you hear an entity outside, like you hear her, she hears her kids in what appears to be maybe another dimension or another universe, and she's like, you see her. It's interesting because WandaVision happens 3 weeks after Endgame, and I don't know when that post-credit scene happens after WandaVision, because it seems like there's some time that takes place between the events of WandaVision and then the post-credit scene. So she then is like, she does this, it looks like she creates essentially another House of M situation, and it looks like she's affecting reality. Now granted, in WandaVision, Agnes said that she has powers that surpasses the Sorcerer Supremes. And the Sorcerer Supremes is Doctor Strange's. And based off what I saw in this episode, it kind of reminded me of that. Now, she's going to go probably on like a big, hence the term Multiverse of Madness. Now, I don't remember the synopsis, but I do think that Wanda is going to go on like a, kind of like a, basically what Strange was doing, and she's going to try to get her kids back, and then that's going to cause a whole bunch of issues with the reality. And remember, just like, bro, I was like, this was sinking in. I was like, oh my gosh, this is why they're showing this episode. Like they said, Feige said all these what if episodes are important because all of them are canon. She's going to have to destroy this reality and then combine other realities, because she's a Nexus being. So when they say Nexus event, okay, makes sense. She's gonna have to combine what happened She's going to have to combine different universes and different realities into one in order to save this reality by destroying this reality. So, yeah, multiverse. But it then had me thinking she's probably going to meet Strange. And Strange is probably going to tell her of the issues that happened. Of what transpired when he tried to go after his kids and it messed up this reality. And that may either or stop her or motivate her. Okay, I gotta destroy this reality, but then I gotta take other realities in which they exist, combine them with this one, so that way I can save this reality. And now you're in a situation where you have multiple different, like, for example, you have X-Men. And another thing too that caught my eye, the guy that, I forgot his name, the place Strange went to, that's where Dr. Doom learned sorcery. So we could also be seeing Dr. Doom in Multiverse of Madness. I will almost guarantee we're probably going to see Agnes in Multiverse of Madness. And one thing I found interesting was they said that the ancient one said that sorcerers are like, well, like the Infinity Stones, like, hold like the keys to like the reality or something like that, to like saving the reality. So with the mixture of whatever happens in Eternals and then whatever happens in Multiverse of Madness, it had me thinking, what if they turned? So, like, what if the Eternals granted human beings with the ability to defend themselves from all beings? Like, what if that's how, like, Eternals ends? This is a theory. And then what happens in Multiverse of Madness is the sorcerers actually become the stones, like the protectors of the reality. And, like, if you look at it, it makes sense. However, I don't have the full list of, you know, sorcerers. So if you look at Wanda, she's like the reality because she can change reality. Agnes is like the power because she literally takes power from people. Like, literally. Loki. He's green, and he literally spent time in the TVA. Time. Think about it. And then I don't know what Strange would be. I really don't. Because then you're missing mind, space, and soul. And I don't know. Like, cause part of me is like, would the ancient one fit into the soul or the mind? Like, she says open up your mind, and like, you know, but you know, that's just a theory, but it seems like it's getting traction. Dr. Doom would probably be one of them. I don't know. Listen, because we still don't know, or probably gonna find out, who bought the Avengers Tower in Spider-Man No Way Home, which, speaking of, that trailer is awesome. Still watching every so often. But we're probably going to find out in No Way Home who bought the Avengers Tower. And then outside of that, we're going to find out how does Doom make his entrance? And I feel like the segment that they go after that is, mind you, also too, Libya. Like, there's almost like these subtle signs of like Doom. I feel like Doom is going to come before the Fantastic Four, which I feel like was weird, but I feel, or he's going to come in the same time, because Libya was mentioned in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It was in the first episode. They're in Libya, and you know, he's from Libya. Scarlet Witch, you know, being here, what's the thing, Kang, the fact that Kang is here, you know, the building's been bought, and it's, I believe it's the Baxter Building or Fantastic Four Building. But we shall see. I feel like this is something I missed. Yeah, but I saw in clips that Strange comes to help the others. So maybe the Watcher does help him out of that little, almost like prison that he's in for destroying the reality. And I feel like we're gonna see that version live action in Multiverse of Madness, and it's gonna be Strange, and Strange is gonna see Strange, and he's gonna be like, wow, this is what I could have been, and had I gone down this path. And he probably teaches her that you have to take the other two realities in order to fix it, instead of just destroying this one to get one thing. Yeah, and we'll probably see the X-Men too. But that episode was great, and can't wait to see what the rest of What If has in store for us, because it's gonna get crazy. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button, and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there, as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you, and have a great day.